You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Artist Gioacchino Bombelli depicted Our Lady standing on a cloud as replacement for an altar painting by Lanfranco, which was damaged by fire. Curiously, he did so in a church which was known as Della Concezione rather than Immacolata Concezione. A question of dates, says our professor of fine arts. She's Breda Innes, who, while describing this painting, also fills us in on timely facts relating to the Franciscan-inspired dogma of the Immaculate Conception. But why don't you join me in this church with Breda Innes?
I'm in the church of Our Lady of the Conception.
Of the Conception, yeah. Yes, because the name was given to the church before the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. So people call it now the Immaculate Conception, but in effect the technical
That's
name
is... historically wrong. At any rate, we're going to look at a picture of the Immaculate Conception, which is above the main altar, which has a beautiful light to it. But this must be earlier than the dogma, no?
Yes, yes. In fact, because the dogma was in the late 1800s. This was 1814.
Who was it painted by?
Gioacchino Bombelli.
It's replacing an original, right?
Yeah. It's a copy of an original painting done by Lanfranco, which was burned in a fire here. I can imagine probably that the surface of the original painting was much richer than what you see here in terms of, let's say, the tactile sense of the painting itself. But nevertheless, this doesn't take away from the beauty of this particular painting itself. And as you can see here, it takes up all the area behind the altar. It's a very large altar painting with a massive architectural structure around it. And in the middle, you have the Madonna, who's standing on a cloud on the world, let's say on a globe, which represents the world, with the half moon on the top, which is also one of the symbols of the Madonna, of the Immacolata. She's dressed in a beautiful long red robe with a blue mantle, which is her traditional way of robing. And again, she's crowned, and around the crown you have the eight stars, the eight Marian stars, because the eight is also the number of the Immacolata. So eight is also the day of the resurrection, so it's a very important symbolic number in terms of salvation. As you always see, and also with the rose, it's connected with the rosary, it's connected, everything to do with the Madonna also has the number eight connected to it. As you can see here, she's looking very, very serene. Even though her robes are flying all over the place, her stance, her physical stance is very serene, very quiet, very tranquil. In a sense, all the angels that seem to come in towards the centre, all the ones below, as you can see, are all looking up at her. The ones on each side are looking at her. And then you have the Holy Spirit above her head, going up towards the top of the painting there. So it's a sort of a mass of yellow, sort of rusty ochre. It's a softer kind of light than the lights you would find, let's say, in a painting of the Guido Reni. These are more placated colours. He's not trying to outdo the great colourists of the Baroque, like Domenichino and Lanfranco, this painter who did this. So he didn't try really and copy Lanfranco, because this is a copy exactly of what was originally burned, by the way. Pieces remain of it near the sacristy, but not in good condition. So it's not possible to see the real colour. But we know what Lanfranco's colours are, strong and vibrant. And then he's here, the more attenuated colours. The angel's wings become part of the clouds behind the wings, the grey clouds, the grey wings. And,
it's a difficult subject matter, isn't it? Conception.
Well, it's, yeah, but I mean, remember, this is these are Capuchins, you know, and related to the Franciscan order. And it's the Franciscan Pope Sixtus IV who was the man who brought up this whole question of the Immaculate Conception, and who said that obviously the Immaculate Conception has to be so, because otherwise the period before Adam and Eve sinned, let's say before Eve sinned, she was in a state of grace, so it's not possible that the Mother of God could be less than Eve. So this is why the theological thinking, the theological argumentation that they had or discussions in that period of Sixtus IV eventually led to him instigating the feast day, which is the December 8th. But it was only until the late 1800s, under Pius IX, that it became an actual dogma of the Church.
The warmest of thanks there go to Professor of Fine Arts Breda Ennis, who is currently teaching at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.